Welcome to High Plains Update. As part of our community outreach commitment here at KENW Public Radio Network, we bring you High Plains Update every week with features on people, news, and events of interest to our communities in eastern New Mexico and West Texas. This is Janet Lynn. Thank you for joining us today. And today I'm really excited to have in the studio Jane Hammond. Jane is a friend of mine and she's a certified personal trainer. And so we're going to be talking about having a healthy lifestyle right at this time of year when it's kind of hard to have a healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about that right away because it started to get cold. Everybody kind of wants to hibernate. Nobody wants to get up early in the morning anymore. It's hard to even get out of bed. We want comfort food this time of year. Help. What can we do this time of year to keep healthy?
Well, one thing I'd like to tell people is that, you know, you don't need to go out of your home to live a healthy lifestyle.
Good news.
You can work out in your home. You can, if you're at home and you're, you know, you have the kids around and you're doing stuff, you can do exercises that include just your body. Squats, lunges, stairs, things like that. So you don't even have to go out of your home if you really don't want to. The other thing is if you do like to go to the gym, prep yourself so you can't say no. Keep your bag in the car right beforehand or put your bag right at the door so when you walk out that door, you grab it along with your lunch or whatever else it is that you take with you when you leave.
That's a good idea because even getting stuff ready at night so that in the morning you can stay in bed, maybe one snooze alarm and then get your stuff and go work out or go for a walk. Now, I know too, like I like to walk. I don't really love running, but I'm learning to do it. I know you're a runner though. You've done everything from 5Ks to half marathons to marathons. You recently did one right here in New Mexico. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I recently did the Duke City Marathon, or did the half marathon. They have several distances at this race. And it was one of those where I had not decided whether I was going to actually do it or not because I hadn't really trained for it. But I thought, I did enough. And I thought, why not? I registered for it. So I jumped in and I had a great time.
That's wonderful. I know one thing too that you've talked about with marathons that we don't always think about. Sometimes we're intimidated with those half marathons, marathons, even 5Ks because we think, oh my gosh, everybody is so fit and I'll never fit in. But you told me, I think that you've seen everybody out there.
I did. It was great being out there doing this recently because I was amazed at the different people, body types out there. They were all giving it their best. Some doing 5Ks, some doing the marathon, but they were all out there. That's the great thing about the sport, whether you're running, walking, doesn't matter how what you are, you know, your body type, whatever, you can get out there and you can do it. And it was great to see so many different people out there doing it, from young and old to skinny and fat and tall and short.
That's awesome because like you said, it's all about getting out there. And I know too, I think one thing that motivates me and I think motivates a lot of people these days, it's even become kind of a social thing, is to look for an actual event to train for, like maybe a 5K that promotes a cause you believe in. Maybe you don't want to run it, but maybe you want to walk it. And it seems like 5K run walks have sprung up all over the place. It seems like that's a great thing to get people out, even families out there.
They have. A lot of the walk runs are, you're seeing more and more come out every day, every month, every year. You're seeing something new. And it is a great way because it challenges yourself physically and mentally, but you know you're also not helping yourself. You're helping someone else or a charity or a cause, especially if you've been affected by cancer or Alzheimer's or you know someone. That gives you that added push to, you know, I'm going to go out and walk because I can make a difference. And that's what's important, making a difference.
That's true, because on those mornings or afternoons or evenings when it's hard to convince yourself you want to get out there and you'd rather have that slice of pizza or a dish of ice cream or Oreos or whatever, it helps to know that you're doing it for someone else, for a cause greater than yourself. But in the end, you end up feeling good too. Yeah. Do you find that too? I know as a certified personal trainer, you can tell us, is it true that walking and running is one of the best exercises you can do?
It is. Well, one is because it's easy. All you need is a pair of running shoes or walking shoes and something you can move in, whether it's sweatpants or shorts or whatever. So you don't need a lot of equipment. And two, you don't need a lot of talent. If you can run or you can walk, you can get out and do it. So, and two, it does give you, they're both weight bearing, which is very important, especially as, you know, we age. Weight bearing is going to build up muscle, going to build up bone. So you're not going to have quite as many issues as you do when you know, as we get older.
That's a good point. Well, thank you so much, Jane, for being here and giving us that little extra motivation we need, especially this time of year, to keep staying healthy throughout the fall and the winter months.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you for listening to this edition of High Plains Update here on the High Plains of Eastern New Mexico and West Texas. This is Janet Lynn inviting you to join us again next time for High Plains Update, a weekly presentation on the KENW Public Radio Network.